The musical myth-busting Bostonian is coming back to Canberra. Yes, the now legendary Understanding Music Seminar, presented by internationally acclaimed musician and teacher Duncan Laurion, will have you playing Bach in just 3 days. And Duncan Laurion joins me now. Hello, Duncan, and welcome to Art Sound.
Hello, Clinton. Nice to be with you.
Now, Duncan Laurion, it took me more than a decade to learn to play the piano. Should I be sceptical about learning how in just 3 days?
Absolutely. Everyone should be sceptical. You know, one thing I've learned in my travels over the years, when something sounds too good to be true, it nearly always turns out to be that way. However, just occasionally there is that one thing that actually delivers what it promises. I've got to tell you, Clinton, I've taken, I think, close on 32,000 through the seminar. And so far, no, I haven't had to fight back crowds of villagers with pitchforks and, you know. I think that's actually part of it. There is a serious side to that because, you know, you can't make these kinds of claims and not deliver. Obviously, no one's going to be turned into a concert pianist in 3 days. But the basic, learning all your note names on both keyboard and guitar, learning your scales, most of them from memory, so you don't have to worry about them ever again, learning your basic chords, learning to play chords on keyboard and guitar, so you can sit down with a couple of songbooks and actually have fun with it. And yes, I mean, I actually have people reading, understanding what they're reading, which is probably more to the point, and playing hands together simple Bach by the end of the weekend. That sounds ridiculous, but as they would say in the Abbot, 30,000 people all can't be wrong.
What is it that this program draws out of those people who have never felt confident that they could play a musical instrument?
I think perhaps the easiest way to put that across to your listeners is to actually give an illustration. Now, I'm sure that what I'm about to say is going to be understood by a certain percentage of people out there. But then there's going to be a large percentage to whom, what I'm about to say will probably be a revelation. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm actually going to teach people in the next 60 seconds the notes on the keyboard. Now, we're going to do this on the air and without a keyboard. So it's just, you know, just to show how simple, if the data's presented in a way that's sequential and logical, everyone can grasp it. Now, can I do that, Clinton?
Of course you can. I mean, music is a very mathematical art anyway,
yeah,
isn't it?
Tremendously. Mm. I mean, I'm always at pains to point out, it's not even mathematical. It's not even getting into geometry and trigonometry and calculus. It's arithmetical. It's 1 plus 1 equals 2. Okay, look, let me just do this. If you visualize a keyboard, we have a pattern created by the black keys. They're designed in a pattern, group of two black, group of three, two, three, two, three, two, three, all the way up the keyboard. So now if you visualize any group of two black keys, and then you find the white key that lies in between that group of two, the name of that key is D, D for Duncan. You see, there was a reason my parents gave me this name in the first place. But if you've got D as your starting point, now everything falls alphabetically. What comes before D? C. What comes after D? E. So now we've got C, D, and E all laid out. Obviously, what comes before C is B. What comes after E is F. Here we go. B, D, C, D, F. And then what we get lastly, of course, is A and G. The keyboard is A, B, C, D, F, G, A, B, C, D, F, G, A, B, C, D, F, G, A, B, C, D, F, G. Now, normally what they give you as a reference point is something ridiculous called middle C. And I'm sure you've got listeners out there who've been going for years. Now, why is it called middle C if it's not in the middle? Good question. It's obviously a false reference point because, you know, so many people start with that point and then don't progress to it. But there we are. We've just spent, you know, less than 60 seconds. And if you can visualize now any keyboard, find the white key in between the two black ones. That's a D. And then you're alphabetically, you know, going to the right, D, E, F, G, going to the left, D, C, B, A. I mean, that's not complex. And it's like, if you give people the right data, Clinton, in the right sequence, everyone can grasp it.
Well, it sounds very interesting, Duncan Laurion, and I must confess, one of the things that I've always wanted to play is the guitar. So how do you translate that onto the guitar now?
Okay, well, let's do another little visualization. If you can visualize walking along with a chainsaw and then cutting off the bottom part of all the white keys so that now both the white and the black are the same length. Now, if you get that visualization and you pick any point, whether it be white or black, move one to the right, one to the right, one to the right, one to the right. You've got a sequence of steps of one. Traditionally, it's called the semitone or half step by some teachers. But it's a step of one. Now, if you go to a guitar and you have a string and you shorten that string, each of those compartments, which are called frets, indicate a step of one. So shorten it by one, shorten it by one, shorten it by one, shorten it by one. And if you visualize a guitar as simply six keyboards lying side by side, now you actually have a visualization that, well, hang on, the guitar is exactly the same as the keyboard. And it is. So if you grasp the concept, you can translate this onto any instrument. Interesting, right?
It is. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. And then I suppose the challenge then is to translate that into printed music.
Well, really, now you've just hit the nub of it, because you've got to look at it this way: the system that we're using for written music is incredibly outdated. It's stuck at a point in time where it really made sense for the style of music that was being created 300-400 years ago. But some of your listeners will know, if you wanted to try and really convey, shall we say, swing music or blues, neither of which can you truly put down in the traditional notation system. It wasn't designed for that style of music. So we actually have a system which leaves a lot to be desired. Now, that doesn't mean to say that we ignore it, but if you approach it from that viewpoint that, well, the problem is not you, the problem is the way the system is laid out, well, that's half the battle. You're now coming at it from a viewpoint of like, all right, so it's unnecessarily complex. Correct. Oh, okay, it's not me. And I think that's, yeah, do you know what I mean? That's a big plus.
It's a huge plus. It's a huge plus because it takes all the myth out of it, doesn't it?
Well, I think that's the key, because so many people, when it comes to music, the initial reach for music is you're passionate about something. There's a song you want to play or something you've always dreamt of doing. Everyone's got, you know, and then what happens? You go to a traditional teacher and you say, look, I want to play, I don't know, Lady Gaga's Paparazzi, whatever. And the teacher says, good, we're going to study Bach for 9 years. Now, that's fantastic if your interest is in Bach. But if you're going to keep that person motivated, the first thing you've got to do is put them on the path to what they specifically want to do. And that's what the seminar's all about. I'm a great lover of Bach. I'm a great lover of classical music. But when someone considers classical music as something of non-interest to them, well, then, you're flogging a dead horse if you're going to keep, you know, trying to teach them a language by teaching them something they're not interested in.
Well, I think this gives an opportunity to anyone who feels, you know, I learned piano when I was 5 and I gave it up, and now I'm 45 or 55 or whatever, and I don't think I can do it again.
I'm going to interrupt you, Clinton, because this is a story, because I think this really impacts it. I had somebody come to the seminar who's 91 years old, and all the guy wanted to do was to play Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor in his church in front of his congregation. Now, he'd never had his hands on an instrument before, ever. But he went home, he worked at it, he put in, I think, something like 7-8 months of daily practice, and he actually did it. He actually got up in his church, and he played. And I got a lovely letter from his wife to say that he had realized his life's dream before he passed. So that's my argument. Every time somebody says that, you know, too old thing, you know, you're as old as you think you are, you know.
Well, I think that really demonstrates it, doesn't it, Duncan Laurie? And thank you very much for joining us on Art Sound today. The seminar in Canberra is from the 12th to the 14th of February.
Yeah, it's in the Griffin Centre in the CBD. So if people are interested, they can go to the website, which is understandingmusicseminar.com.au, or they can ring 0450 510 822. And, you know, the more the merrier. This is going to be my fourth time in Canberra. I'm excited.
Well, I'm very excited that you're bringing such an innovative way of teaching music to people here in Canberra. So all the very best with the seminar, and thank you for joining us on Artsound today.
Thank you for giving me a chance to share what I do with your listeners.